Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and I've very much missed being in touch with you. My voice might sound a little different, and it is. I'm going through some challenges with it, and maybe you've faced some of your own challenges since we've been together. But if it's all right, I'd love to take a little time with you. I'm a little shy about it because I've missed this time, and I don't think Greg and I signed off. We just sort of took some time away, Greg in his own life, and I'm sure sensitive to when I could join again our wonderful times of reflection here. They're really meant to be quite simple, and I don't know that they could be anything but that. I was thinking recently of being out here in California. Today I'm in Denver. Quick thing on Denver, we got stuck in the airport here. It was quite striking. A blizzard came through and it really situated us. It had us stay here. Quiet down all of a sudden, time was not what it was going to be. Not back into Western New York, not home to the mountain, but here in a pleasant enough hotel. I had for a few days exactly what I'm inviting us to enjoy right now. We usually don't get it in a couple of days, but we could choose to do that. I did in having retreat in California. It's a quies. It's a time of quiet. You've heard me maybe express it this way. Vacatio Dei. A vacation with God. God's been doing a lot of work for us. We feel that and hear that because I'm recording this on the morning of Good Friday. What an anguishing time in the life of Jesus Christ. In our lives, if we identify with him and know who he is for us, if we walk with him and believe in him, we can feel the anguish. We don't have to stir up our feelings. They're there. And indeed, the anguish of our world, since you and I have talked, the terrorist attacks and the inappropriateness of our political language in a time when, as a civil society, we could do so much for ourselves and the world. And so we can, and we do, by ironically not first plunging into everything, but pausing. Not taking up the flag or the banner, but gently sitting somewhere and allowing the Spirit of God to visit our hearts. To enjoy the stillness of this moment. I began to say that while I was in California and before my retreat, I was with some family members. My sister-in-law brought along a beautiful dish of a particular type of coleslaw. And as will happen at a family meal when we're gathered or a party, someone comments, and a few of us did, and she said, and I so often hear, particularly women, because they're often the ones who've cooked for us, prepared dishes. So many of us saying, oh, that's so good. And she said, it's really very easy. Well, it didn't look that way, nor did it taste that way. But she was, in the richest, truest sense, encouraging us to try not just to taste it, but treat ourselves by preparing it. And thus I am today. This is really easy. The recipe for meditation is amazingly easy. Meditating may not be. But the recipe, the way, is. There are many different ways, and the core of this way is that of, I think, all traditions. Again, it's finding a bit of a protected space. And if we can't find that physically, we find that within our hearts. And indeed, a physical place of protection and quiet allows us then to turn to quieting and stilling our hearts. Not by some vigorous or violent discipline, but by simply breathing. And being grateful that we're able to do this. I know sometimes I even find myself, and I do right now, saying, thank you, God, that I want to pray. Thank you, God, for leading me this way. The quiet then conjoins us. The easing of the moment is a gift itself. There, in the best sense of the word, there's no end to this moment we're in. It begins in God's own creative love and peace and engagement with us and the whole cosmos. And it is this very moment we're in. And we might then, in that quiet, allow our imaginations to come alive. When I was younger and at other times, there are places where people invite us to disengage from our imagination if we're going to pray. Or they give us strong instructions about how to use our imaginations. Well, surprise, you're imagining right now. And to allow ourselves to be awake, receptive, not passive, but it's a bit of a different stance where we receive the images or felt sense of being here. Again, it might be, as I mentioned a moment ago, it might just be simply the felt gratitude that I want to be here in prayer. That it isn't just one more thing I'm doing today. The pausing, the quiet, brings us to this simple moment of imagining that of all the other places I might be, I want to be here. I've really wanted to be with you, and I've missed these times. Some of you I know dearly, and I'm so glad that we're in touch again through these moments of meditation. And we pray for each other here, partly by letting go of other forms of prayer and just being here. And again, the theme that's there, the activity, and the sequence doesn't come like one, two, three, but it's a recipe that just really has three steps to it. When we've paused enough and our imaginations have moved us, and they may have to something painful or difficult or unpleasant, and we let that be there with God as well, because God has already received us as we did God in our quieting, our stillness. Our prayer moves on its own to a sense of gratitude. Just a gladness. It might be, gee, God, nothing happened. But I'm glad you were here and I was too. I'm glad we kept the appointment. I'm glad we were on this date together. I'm glad we decided to enjoy the quiet. A beautiful reading for us for the Saturday vigil is quite strong. And it's from Isaiah, who we hear from too, who invites us to go to the mountain of God. And Isaiah talks about how we're thirsty. He brings out the consciousness of all of us wanting to and needing to come to the waters. And this is a time of refreshment. St. Paul in the Romans reading that we would hear at the Saturday vigil, if you're there, tells us this too, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. My friends, we not only imagine that, but we have that now. And so we give thanks. As we've paused here together, as we've found a bit of rest, as we've imagined the new fresh waters coming to us, and now with the encouragement of St. Paul, the newness of life forever with Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining Greg and I again, and thank you for listening to a somewhat gravelly voice. We share the love of God, and I do with you. I have great affection for you and our choice to take a little time today to draw others into this quiet prayer and then go about our way. May the living God touch our hearts and help us to be servants of peace and mercy for others. In a time of great pain and difficult discourse, that we, through the quiet of life, might rise up in careful conversations that will help change the world in God's peace. Peace, my sisters and brothers. The peace of the Lord be with you always, and a most blessed Easter season.
Jesus Christ is arisen today.
Alleluia.
Our triumphant holy day.
Alleluia.
Who did once upon the cross?
Alleluia.